neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
I'm here. Watch out for me. Just like a red light, stop sign. That when you see a stop sign, what do?
Go fast.
You go faster, yeah.
South America.
But what were you supposed to do? Stop. So that's what the purpose is. So now here, as we learned, that before Pesach, Chai Chirut, to be free. So we have to go through this process of Parah Aduma. What's the psychology behind it? So now, this mixture, the remedy, the mahlul, has to be mixed with Etz Erez and Ezov. So Erez symbolizes that is tall. It means people that they have a sense of takabur. That means they're very
tall.
They're tall. They're not tall. Paro wasn't a tall. It was very little. What's Erez symbolizes?
Strength.
Love.
Sorry. No. See, we have to burn this cow with its eres. Why? The cedar tree, the Rachte Sarv, is very tall. So why? But it has connection with somebody that has ego. I mean, you don't know, you can guess. Is it straight? And what's the mentality behind it?
Not bending.
Look at me.
Not bending. Look at me. So that means its eres represents the people that
sure.
You don't know I did it. You couldn't do it without me. You couldn't do it without me. That's what the Erez is. Because it's so tall that nobody can miss it. It's there. So that means a gava. Somebody that has a gava, that means I'm the only one that can handle it. Sometimes it happens, you know, people when try to join, help. The response of some people is, you know, go away, you know, I can do it myself. So we burn the areas. Why? Because this is the attitude that we all have. Pay attention to me. I'm the only one that can take care of it. You cannot do it without me. I don't need to tell you. That's areas. So Ezov is
someone that thinks low.
Hesop. Zofa. What is it? Is it tall or short?
Short.
Short represents
humbleness.
Humbleness. Forutan, and we burn it. Why do you burn it? So there's a contradiction now. If the Erez is sign of ego, so then that'll be good enough. So now, what's the Ezov all about? To become pure, you have to burn the Ezov too. Why? It's good. You have to be like the Ezov. There's a tazad.
It's a contradiction. It's a tirah. Why do you have to burn the Ezov?
So Chachamim Zal, they teach us that some type of humbleness that is pasul. What does it mean? It's called anivut, that is pasula.
Well, it shouldn't be Allah. You know, some people, they lack humble to get praise.
Yeah. Good.
And sometimes the Torah says you shouldn't be humble all the time. If you have you're doing something right, you should be able to.
Should not be embarrassed to do it. How about you tell somebody, how come you're not happy? What would they say? I mean, you don't know, but what do you sometimes hear? So why are you upset? Why are you not happy? Why are you achmu? What do they say? You know what achmu means? No? Somebody that is not happy, depressed. What do they say?
You know what happened to me?
See, I don't have nothing to happy about. So that means this is the anibot that he feels I cannot do it. I'm not able to do it. I don't have the strength to do it. It's too much for me. So now, if the cedar tree is a gava, so Ezov Here, it's not a contradiction. What does it mean? Let's say you have grapes and you have coconut. Which one you say, Ha'etzan?
Grapes.
Why? It's more?
More important.
So now, let's say you're serving fruits for your guests. Which one you put on top and which one put it on the bottom? And the fruit platter, which one you put?
The banana is on the top.
Banana is on the top.
And the orange goes on
the top. Why banana is on the top?
Banana because it's a...
Where do you put the coconut?
On the bottom.
Bottom? It's big. Which one is bigger, the grape or the coconut?
The coconut.
So why do you put it on the bottom?
So all but comes on top.
But that's not the respect, it's bigger.
No, it's a roaring.
No coconut serving.
No? Sorry. How about cherries?
Cherries are better.
Top.
Right on the top.
Top?
Yes.
But there's no order? There's no order?
There is, but you give respect when respect is necessary. I'm not for a...
So here there's no arrangement?
For a fruit?
Yes.
The order is arranged.
Have you seen coconut tree through a coconut to a banana tree?
Through it?
Yeah, through it.
No.
Why? Why? Why not?
Since it's bigger, it wants to take care of the smaller.
So now this whole thing is teaching us, has a very powerful insight. That is, some people might feel because I have a better quality, so I can rule over other people. I'm wiser, I have more money, so I give myself the right to rule over other people. But here we see the whole formula that we learned, this example of the fruits, coconut is bigger, so what? You give out whatever that your potential is, but it doesn't give you right that smash the banana.
That's what I wanted to say, that's what the banana
thought,
but not...
Hazam Abarov, yes. So here, the whole point here is that Ezov is there to be burned, that you have the quality that Ribono Shel Olam has given you, and you have the responsibility to present it and make it constructive. Now, Chas v'Shalom hurt and harm other people. Happened to be a story about a kid that his Abba took him to the circus. Have you gone ever to circus? Yes? You went to the circus?
Is that against halakha?
Depends.
Kosher circus.
Happened to be, the kid notices an elephant that is tied to the pole. So he asked the Abba, how come he doesn't uproot the pole and, run away? Abba didn't know what to say. So he thought and he said, Abba, this elephant has been trained. And he knows he has to stay there, he should not move. So the kid said, okay, fine. But always was thinking, it doesn't make sense. The elephant's so big, for at the moment he can uproot this little pole. He can uproot a tree. So later on when he grown up, he asked somebody else, a chacham. He said, I always had this question, how come this elephant doesn't uproot this pole? What do you think? What do you think?
He has nowhere better to go.
They train
there,
they take care of him.
So I'll tell you what the real reason is. Chacham told him, see, when this elephant was born, it was a little old, and they tied him to the pole, so he tried. He said, no, it cannot happen, he's too strong for me. So then, this stayed in his brain. So later on, he never tried anymore. Because at the young age, when he realized, no, it's too much for me, even though the later on he had the koa to do it, so he even never gave it a second thought that I can uproot it. And this is exactly, that's what the Ezov is all about. We burn the Ezov. Why? You can do it. You have the potential to do it. But happened to be once, you tried it, you ran into it, maybe you failed, it didn't work out. He said, it's not going to work out anymore. It's not for me anymore. I'm not going to try it anymore. But that was when you were little. In your experience, you were little, the way you were thought and thinking. But now you're big. But you don't want to try. Why? Because you're scared. You don't want to do it again. And that's the story of the elephant. Because he can do it, he can uproot it. Why? When he was little and he tried, that was engraved in his system. But he can uproot it in a matter of a moment. Because he's big, he has the koach. And that's what exactly the whole beautiful message here is. If you have to burn this cow, that means you have to realize that Ribono Shel Olam has given you so much potential that you're able to do anything you like, anything you want. When you have to be tachon, you have to emunat Ribono Shel Olam, he can make you successful in anything you will to do. But that's the whole point. You have to put a step forward and you have to have the emunah. You have to be ma'ami be'emunah shelomah that if I make a move, if I put a step forward, Ribono Shel Olam is going to bring me haslacha. And it's going to happen. And the Yeshua is going to come. And that's what you have to, Chas v'Shalom, never give up and lose hope. We have to uproot all of these barriers that stops us.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.